Romans 3. Both Jews and Gentiles are all sinners. What advantage then has the Jew? Or what is the profit of circumcision? Much, in every way. First of all, they were entrusted with the oracles of God. For what if some were without faith? Shall their lack of faith make no effect the faithfulness of God? God forbid. Yes, let God be found true, but every man a liar, as it is written, you must be justified in your words, and must prevail when you come into judgment. But if our unrighteousness commends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous, who visits with anger? We speak after the manner of men. God forbid. How then shall God judge the world? But if the truth of God through my lie abounded to his glory, why am I also still judged as a sinner? And why not do evil that good may come, as some people slanderously charge us with, saying their condemnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? No, in no way. For we before laid to the charge both of Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understand. There are none that seek God. They have all turned aside. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not so much as one. Their throat is an empty tomb. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the law said, it speaks to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may be brought under the judgment of God. Because under the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin, a righteousness obtained by faith. But now, apart from the law, a righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all of them that believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned, and all fall short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to show his righteousness in the passing over of the sins done previously in the forbearance of God, for the showing of his righteousness at this present time, that he might himself be just and the justifier of him that has faith in Jesus. Where then is the glorying? It is excluded. By what manner of law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. We reckon, therefore, that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Or is God a God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, since God is one. He will justify the circumcised by faith, and the uncircumcised by faith. Do we make the law of no effect through faith? God forbid. No, we establish the law.